is ramping up pressure for political change in Venezuela by introducing a range of new sanctions. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence announced Washington will impose sanctions on 34 vessels owned or operated by the Venezuelan state-run oil firm PDVSA. Pence added the U.S. will also sanction two additional companies that transport Venezuelan crude to Cuba. A White House official said Pence will address the United Nations Security Council's next week meeting on Venezuela. Venezuela's elected President Nicolas Maduro accuses the White House of seeking regime change in his country because of Latin American nations' independence and vast oil wealth. Now joining us for this news review is Cheryl LaBosh, writer and anti-imperialist activist out of Washington, D.C., and Chuck Kaufman from the National Co-Coordinator at Alliance for Global Justice, joining us out of Tucson, Arizona. Hello, I'd like to thank you both for joining us. I'm going to start over there with in Washington, D.C., with you, Cheryl, if I may. Your thoughts on what we're seeing. The tensions right now in Venezuela are only getting aggravated by these U.S. Sanctions, and it just seems Donald Trump, he keeps referring to these poor, hungry people in Venezuela. This has nothing to do as far as putting food in their mouths.
Well, right. And in fact, as one of the commentators, I think on Press TV, mentioned, it's like calling the arsonist to put out the fire. We have to look at this in terms of the globe. We can't just look at it in terms of Venezuela and the United States and put equal signs between them, because there are no equal signs. The United States has, 328 million people. Venezuela has, I believe, 30.5 million. Cuba, 11.5 million. If you look at it, the United States has at least 800 military bases all around the world. The United States spends more than the next seven countries in terms of military budget, and I'm sure it's not even all. So we really need to look at it from the point of view of this is a huge economic and military aggressor in the United States that is trying to bend the Venezuelan people and the Cuban people to bow down before them the way they were in colonial times. Those days are over. They are over. People will not submit to that kind of thing. Cuba has shown it for 60 years, where this has been tried, where they didn't have oil, and everyone said it was all over for Cuba. And the Cuban people withstood and fought back. And the same thing is happening now in Venezuela. They can sabotage the power plants, cause the subways not to run. They can say that they're sanctioning ships. I did some research while I was waiting for this opportunity to talk with you about, well, what does it mean to sanction a ship? You know, does it mean that they're going to send the Southern Command out to round up all these 34 oil tankers? They've been sanctioning ships, Iranian ships, ships that were shipping to Syria, to the DPRK. And the fact of the matter is, I'm not sure that there's too much more that they can do except keep ramping up the pressure and putting it in the news. I think that's really why this announcement was made. But we can't, the more they say that it's just Venezuela and people are hungry, if you look at the people who are demonstrating in Venezuela, I'm sure it's difficult for many people, and there is a tremendous food program to help bring food to people. These sanctions are causing hunger. They're causing the inability to get medicine. It's really the United States and its unilateral aggression. This is aggression. It is war.
If I could.
Sanctions.
Now, we're going to swing over to Mr. Chuck Kaufman. And now, Chuck, I've just like Mrs. LaBosh was saying that she did some research before this interview. I've spent quite a while myself, trying to read a bunch of analysis, economic analysis on what's gone, what's taken place economically in the country over the last 20, 30, 40 years in Venezuela, and how much of today's disparities, economic disparities in the country, you know, are really due to management or mismanagement, you would say, by Chavez's regime or now Maduro's. And guess what? In most of them, you know what it goes back to? The dire, you know, economic strain that's on Venezuelan people today. It goes back to U.S. sanctions and to the global price of oil being dipped and, you know, fluctuating. Your thoughts on, you know, where the country is today and why the U.S. puts so much of the blame on Nicolas Maduro when really economically it's pretty much, it's safe to say that's unfair.
Right. Well, the U.S. wants Venezuela back under its hegemony, and they see a weakness right now. I think the economic damage from sanctions has risen to be the most important economic factor in Venezuela in the last year since they started ramping up the sanctions. Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence, today or yesterday in a speech at Rice University, said that Venezuela's oil belongs to the Venezuelan people. And that just shows the arrogance of U.S. foreign policy, that he can make a statement like that and then say, and the U.S. is going to decide. It's just wrong. It's also not clear to me what these sanctions against these ships are going to mean. The two companies and the one ship that they mentioned that ship oil to Cuba are already embargoed because the U.S. doesn't allow ships to dock in the United States for a year after they've docked in Cuba. So that one's meaningless. And whether the others matter or not, I think, depends on the community of nations and their reactions.
But Chuck, how far do you think Washington is going to take this? Because it's starting to really impact, I mean, it's already been impacting, but it's really putting people out on the streets of Venezuela, and it's almost turning the country it's getting the country to the precipice of civil war.
Well, I don't know if it would be a civil war. It would be a low-intensity war like the Contra War in Nicaragua in the 1980s, where where the U.S. is funding and training terrorist forces from outside the country. They may be some Venezuelans among them, but there will also be Salvadorans and Colombians and Brazilians, etc. I mean, we just have to look at Syria to see what that scenario is going to look like. I'm particularly encouraged that Russia and China both are laying down a line and telling the U.S. not to cross it. You know, if that had happened earlier than it did in Syria, there would be a lot fewer refugees in Europe. There would be a lot less bloodshed in Syria.
We only have about a minute left. I didn't mean to cut you off there, Chuck. I want to swing back to Cheryl. Cheryl, really quick, every time we hear anyone, whether it's Steven Mnuchin, whether it's Mike Pence, Donald Trump, they keep referring to, you know, Nicolas Maduro as the illegitimate president, illegitimate leader Nicolas Maduro. I want to know, where does this regime, this current administration in the U.S. have the authority to declare Nicolas Maduro the illegitimate ruler of the country?
That authority. Nicolas Maduro was elected by the people of Venezuela. There were election observers who can testify to the fact that the elections in Venezuela are the freest and fairest elections of anywhere, certainly more so than here in the United States. And that, you know, the United States put pressure on opposition not to run. They did not want anyone to run against Maduro, so they were setting up this scenario to be able to say that Nicolas Maduro was not legitimate. There were opposition candidates. They lost. You know, the election's over. And President Maduro is the elected president. It's extremely arrogant. I think Chuck made an excellent point that somehow the United States is going to guarantee free and fair elections anywhere. The United States has no right to impose anything on anyone else. There's plenty here at home to clean up. We just finished a week long of demonstrations against NATO. here. NATO had its 70th anniversary on the same day that Martin Luther King was assassinated, and it was here in Washington, D.C. There were demonstrations, and everywhere the demonstrations happened, the question of Venezuela, people said, hands off Venezuela.
We're a bit over time. I want to apologize for cutting you off there, Cheryl. But Chuck Kaufman out of Tucson, Arizona, and Cheryl LaBosch out of Washington, D.C., thank you both dearly. And for our viewers, that's a wrap now for this segment of your Press TV's News Review. Thank you for joining us, and bye-bye.